final detailed design meeting. We're going to discuss the look and feel design, the user interface design, and we're going to evaluate the product. And the end result of this meeting has to be a decision on the details of this remote control, like absolute final decision. And then I'm going to have to specify the final design in the final report. So just from last time, to recap, we said we were going to have a snowman-shaped remote control with no LCD display, no need for talk back. It was hopefully going to be kinetic power and battery with rubber buttons, maybe backlighting the buttons with some internal LEDs to shine through the casing, hopefully a door dial, and incorporating the slogan somewhere as well. Anything I've missed?
No.
Okay. So, if you want to present your prototype,
there are a few changes we've made. When I look at the expense sheet, and it turned out to be quite a lot expensive to have it open up and have lots of buttons and stuff inside.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of this is going to be an LCD screen, just a very, very basic one, very small, with access to the menu through the scroll wheel and confirm button. Okay. Apart from that, it's pretty much the same as we discussed last time.
And there isn't, it doesn't open up to the advanced functions. So the advanced functions are still hidden from you, but they're hidden in the sense that they're not in use.
Where are they?
They're in the LCD panel and the job dial.
Ah, right. Okay.
So what kind of thing is going
to
be?
The LCD panel just displays functionally what you're doing. If you're using an advanced function, right, like brightness, contrast, whatever,
okay.
It will just say, you know, it's like, it only has four colors, it's a very simple LCD, like,
right.
Or as many, the minimum amount would be that the user will automatically know, like, this is brightness or this is contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, cool.
It might even be one, a bit more complex LCD panel with pictures, like maybe the sun, or, you know, the symbols of the various.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what is this here?
That's a number pad.
Okay, so the number pad is...
Where are we going to have the slogan? Okay, cool.
You have this space here, and then you have this thing on the side as well, or at the bottom.
Your
the slogans are usually quite small, right? They're not, like, huge, so there's...
Say
a button's about this size, right?
Yeah.
So you would still have space for a slogan.
Mm-hmm.
So if this isn't to scale, what kind of dimensions are you thinking about here?
Well, we want the buttons to be big enough to push easily with the finger, so we're reckoning... That would be about the same size as the button.
So that would be about a centimeter for a button. So 1, 2, 3, 4 centimeters, plus maybe half, five,
9
six,
total?
7, 8.
Plus
yeah,
9.
That sounds good.
10
yeah.
centimeters. That would be good. So 10 centimeters in height. Okay.
That'd be good. In fact, a pen is about 10 centimeters usually. So that would be, that sounds like a really good size.
Yeah.
You see it there.
That's great, and it's very bright as well.
Mm.
So,
is it possible, I'm just going to bring up the idea of colors. Are these the colors that of production? Is this just what we had available?
We're going to have again the sort of the foggy yellow from last time that went up when you push the button.
Right.
Okay, so just could you just list all the things that it does? So I can write
them
in the report.
Because it's red, it's sort of very prominent. We're going to use it as it's going to be a power button. If you hold it for maybe 2 seconds, I'll send a standby signal. Apart from that, it's going to be used as a confirm button for the LCD screen.
Okay.
And you use this as a jog dial.
Okay. So it's like an okay button.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we've discussed how high it is, but how wide is it?
Okay.
How high is it?
No, as in the height.
Yeah.
But what about the width?
Oh, we got depth of the
actual 5. I don't think 5 is about 3.5.
Okay.
Well, just to get an idea of scale from your
everything
there. Okay. So you can power on and off. What else can you do?
You can skip straight to the channel using these buttons.
Okay.
Um, we're looking at the volume control here, but because we've got the LCD and the jog dial, we just thought we'd use that as the volume.
Okay, jog dial for volume. And what else do you do with the jog dial?
You can use it for more advanced functions like contrast, colour.
Contrast, brightness? Anything else?
Just whatever else we wanted to include as advanced functions. We don't have to go to and specify the.
Well, as the designers, what are they?
What can the TV do?
Okay, things like brightness, contrast. Maybe tuning the channels.
Okay, channel tuning. That's good.
What else? The various inputs. So you have your VCR. Mm-hmm. You have which input you have.
Okay.
Probably
inputs.
Color sharpness.
Yeah, color sharpness.
Sharpness.
A lot of these things will have to be free and open for users to define them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about sound settings? Like, can you change any of those at all?
Audio. We have your basic, your bass, your mid range, your high range.
You have the balance.
Yep. Left right balance. Maybe even pre-programmed sound modes. The user could determine a series of sound modes, and then what could happen would be when you click on that, and it would go to that setting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else at all it can do? Because that's fine. Just need to know so I can write it down. Okay. Right, I guess that's it. So we can now have a little look at the Excel sheet and price this thing and see if we need to rethink anything at all. So for this first part here, power wise, have
the
we got
battery.
Battery, do you have kinetic as well?
No.
No? Okay. Just battery. And that's because of cost restraints, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. What about the electronics here?
We need
advanced chip.
Yep. Let me just confirm that. Yes, I think so. Yep.
Okay. The case. What does it mean by single and double? Do you?
I think single is piece of one to double, whereas double is this sort of thing.
So we want double card.
Yep.
Okay.
Plastic.
Is there any rubber at all in the buttons?
I think we're going to have to skip the rubber.
Okay. And we'll want it special colours, don't
yeah.
we? So I'll have to pop that. Oh, no, wait. How many colours have we got then?
For the case itself, one colour. It's one special colour.
Just one colour, okay.
Because the case unit itself, the rest of the components.
Okay. So interface-wise, is it this third option we
yes.
have? The two of them there.
One and the LC display.
Okay, and then buttons.
I mean,
we have what?
We got
two colors.
Red and clear.
We've got push buttons as well.
So push button and integrated scroller.
Yeah.
Push, okay.
Well, we've got one button for this thing because it's one big sheet of rubber. Not sure if that counts.
Okay.
Okay, let's just be safe and put, four buttons for that one.
Okay.
Okay. And maybe a special colour for the months, so maybe four again.
Four?
Why
are we arriving at the number four? Where does the number four come from?
Because that's one button, but it's the complexity of 12 buttons.
Okay, right.
So we're
adding
just
down
estimating
four?
That, yeah, it would be less.
Okay. Like these, are we wanting them in?
No.
No? They're just, is
yeah.
everything going to be plastic? Okay. So we're quite far over. Something's gonna have to go. We're at 16.8, and
how are we going to achieve this high-end product?
Something has to go to the tune of 2.3 euro. So let me see. What are we?
4.3.
Oh yeah, sorry, 4.3.
That's a lot. Well, we could take it one, but making a single curve just fill in the bits.
Yeah.
And then
how much would that save?
How much would that save?
That only save you one.
One.
The other thing could be that you could take away the LCD panel and the advanced chip together. Because when you do something on the TV, the TV responds and reacts as well. So the user could be looking at the TV and pushing his thing, so we may not need to So when we scroll, we need just some way to get the TV to respond,
okay,
which
so
I think is a technically doable thing. So,
so what sort of viewed suggestion? Take away the LC display.
Yeah. And the advanced chip goes away as well.
To be replaced with a
regular chip.
Regular chip.
So what that means is that.
And so we've got 0.3 to get rid of. And we have, where are the four push buttons are, where exactly now?
The 12 buttons that you see there.
12 buttons.
It's one piece of rubber, but it's going to have 12
buttons.
Yeah. Functionally, you're going to have to intercept. So 4 is a good estimate for.
Do you think?
Yeah. So you can't actually cut. It's like 3 times the number of buttons. 4, 8, 12.
Is that one big button or is it 12 buttons? How can it be something in between?
It needs to be more than one big button because if you open up your phone underneath, there's actually one button underneath. It's just that the panel itself is a single panel.
Okay, well, we have 0.3 to get rid of somewhere.
Just report that it has to be over budget. Or the colors.
No,
you could take away colors for the buttons.
Yeah, we could just go with
normal color buttons.
Well, do you want color differentiation here?
No, that's not the button we're talking
about. Oh, yeah, sorry,
that's,
yeah.
The buttons only refer to the pad, so.
Right, so.
Take that off.
Aww.
It's back to the original.
So then these just become normal color buttons. So that might be some way of cutting the cost.
Okay. Oh, that's a shame. Right. So take away that completely. And now we're under budget. So we do have 0.5 euro to play with if we wanted.
How about with embossing the logo? Isn't that going to cost us some money?
Doesn't say so.
It's a free button as a special form for the buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good answer, yeah. One. Does that mean that one button has a special form or?
I think moment there's just one button. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there we go. So I'm just going to have to redraw this now. So we're not going to have the LCD anymore. We're just going to have an on the TV. It'll show you what you're doing, which I think is fair enough. And so this is going to be one big thing here.
Was the goal in your prototype design that it be as low profile as possible?
What do you mean by profile?
Sort of flat as possible.
No.
The image being quite deep, sort of.
Yeah.
Deep enough to be comfy to hold in your hands rather than being wide and flat.
Sure.
We didn't have enough Play-Doh to make it.
Yeah, alright. Okay, just one minute.
So there's one more dimension to the thing which we need to add, and you might want to add in your both width and height.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So just to be thorough then, width wise we're looking at about, what, 3 centimeters or something?
Yeah.
Okay. And then so. Height wise, how tall do you envisage you being? About that
or
height?
Two?
About 2 centimeters, okay.
2 is not very high at all, though.
This is about 2. Slightly more than 2.
Yeah,
about that thick.
Okay.
Maybe closer to 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll say 2.5. Okay, so we have it within cost anyway. So yeah, project evaluation at this point. Okay, so can we close that? This is what it's the final spec that's gonna be. So I'm just gonna have to that's fine.
It's probably just I don't know if it's worth getting into, but and then we want this to be stylish. Should we think a little bit more out of the box in terms of a button grid? Because I've seen there's lots of devices out there that instead of taking your standard 9 square grid and they have it sort of stylized or in a different concept.
I think that's something that's very hard to catch.
Yeah.
So you restrict the number of people who want to try something.
Sure, okay.
The look and the color is something which is cool.
Yeah.
But
right.
I think that there's also that factor of if it's too unfamiliar.
Okay, sure.
Because when you
what
put
about
it on the
button
shelf,
shape? Square buttons.
Yeah, button shape might be a good idea to change.
Okay.
Rather than positioning, because I think positioning is
sure.
We're kind of ingrained into the telephone kind of.
Okay.
Pad.
Right. So at this point, we discuss how satisfied we are with these 4 points, with the room for creativity in the project and leadership and teamwork and stuff we have around us, I guess.
Do you want me to do you want me to do my design evaluation last?
Yeah, I wasn't really sure what that was.
First?
Yeah.
Evaluation.
Yeah, go for that first. I wasn't entirely sure what he
okay.
was supposed to be doing that, but
sure.
You go for it.
Alright, so the way this works, I'm gonna need to plug in the PowerPoint.
Okay.
I'll try and do it as quick as possible. I'll just hold your head if that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't think you need the power, so.
Is that?
No, it's okay, it's okay.
You don't need PowerPoint?
Yeah, the power cord itself.
Oh, of course,
yeah.
Yeah,
so then you have a bit more freedom to move.
Yeah, okay.
You should have your group
so,
leaders.
What this is for us to use kind of like a. Ideas that I've set up. I've reviewed all of the points of discussion from the beginning and used that as a criteria of evaluation for the current design of the plan. And so we can review that. I think it's going to end up being sort of elementary because we're not going to probably use it to change anything. But doesn't seem like it's going. Yeah. Okay. Great. And I'm going to write up our results on the board. This will be a way for us to go through and decide if we're to review where we stand. Okay. So, so sort of bring together two things: sort of design goals and also the market research that we had. When we rate this, one is high in succeeding or fitting to our original aim, and seven is low.
Okay.
So these are. We've been asked to. Collectively rate this, so we can do is try and just work on a consensus system. So we just come to an agreement.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one, stylish look and feel.
I rate that pretty highly.
Oh yeah, I mean compared to most remote controls, you say that's pretty good. Imagine you're like a six or something.
Yeah.
What does anybody else think?
Yeah, my only reservation with it was that we basically went with yellow because it's the company's color,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if yellow is going to really be a hit.
Mm.
But
okay.
Would you five then? What do you guys think?
I would say five or six.
Okay.
Good.
Yep, I'm fine with that.
Okay, let's go five then.
Okay.
Oh,
it's one to seven, right?
Oh, yes, sorry,
seven.
Then I would say two
three.
Or three.
Okay.
Wait, what's the scale? One to seven.
One
to
yeah.
five.
Yeah.
One is high.
Okay, yeah, two or three.
Okay.
Okay.
Two or five then. Okay. High-tech innovation?
Well, it has to be jogged down a bit.
Yeah. So we had to remove a few of our features we wanted, but jogged down.
I'd say it's
more
three or four, maybe
medium, but going towards a little bit higher than medium,
okay.
kind of.
Yeah,
three?
Three,
okay.
Okay. Style reflects a fruit-inspired color design.
Mm-hmm.
Should we say color?
Okay, the blue colors and don't actually represent the color except
yeah.
for the red button. They
okay.
because for one of them.
But the yellow, I mean, it could be
yeah,
a lemon yellow
yeah.
color.
Yeah, the yellow is more representative of the color, but the
okay.
button itself, the blue, can be anything else.
Okay, so move two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, and design is simple to use, simple in features.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's really basic looking, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
I'd give that nearly a one.
You guys think?
Yep.
Yeah, one.
That's right.
Soft and spongy, we achieved that. We've used mostly plastic in the end. So it's going to be quite a bit of a compromise for price. Five?
That's really low. Well,
I like these are plastic.
Yeah,
it's
good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could we use an entirely rubber frame to it? Is that an option?
It will be costs.
It will cost more than plastic.
Yeah.
Okay. Logo, we've got it in there, haven't we?
Yeah.
Gonna have that on the side, aren't we? Like that, I think.
And
So within budget,
yeah.
Okay, so we can say then that out of possible, or what would be our goal here?
Out of 49, I guess.
Yeah, out of 49 with 0 being the highest. We are at 278, 15.5.
It's pretty
so
good.
Pretty good. Translate to something like about approximately 72% efficacy of our original goal. Right? I
yeah.
think, because if you turn that into 100, it would be about
twice that.
So it's
31.
And then invert that.
So yeah, well, yeah, it's 69.7%.
Oh, right, that's it.
It's pretty good.
Okay, good. That was just a little formality for us to go through.
Okay.
£100 pen.
Nobody saw it, honestly.
Cameras did.
Is that you all finished? Or
yeah, that's me. I did have one other frame. I thought, I, not knowing how we would deal with this information, I thought, okay, in theory, this kind of process would be about refining our design, revisiting our original goals. It's not something I need to push through, but I thought, should be thinking more about the dimensions, sort of like more three-dimensional shapes as well, as opposed to just that flat.
Mm-hmm.
Could our design involve a series of colors that is more of like a line where we have like sort of a,
yep.
I don't know, like the harvest line or the vibrant, I don't know, whatever, just some theme, and then we have different tones, lime, green.
Okay.
It's just discussion, I mean, obviously we just abandon this, it's fine. Just thinking about what we originally set out to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Are you submitting the evaluation criteria, or am I don't know what your instructions have been.
I think they've recorded it, and I haven't been asked to submit it yet.
Okay. Just wondering if I need to include it in the minutes, because if you're submitting it anyway.
I will, yeah.
Okay, great.
Keep saying it.
Cool. Right. Well, next up then, because we've done finance, is the project evaluation.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm just trying to incorporate the logo into the thing, so I'm playing with the Play-Doh as well. Just in case you're wondering.
Are you still playing with the Play-Doh?
Well, do you want to just individually say what you think about these 4 points and not those 4 points, my 4 points, sorry. And you want to start on?
Sure. So what is it you're asking of me now?
I don't know. Your opinion on these four points, really, and how we...
Or sort of our work on setting this up.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'll just go through your system. And the room is fairly institutional, but the main thing is, I think, our use of this space is more just to report on things as opposed to be creative and constructive, and would probably help to have a sort of a cumulative effect of, we have ideas and we come back and then the ideas are still in discussion, you know, as
mm-hmm.
in other words, this room is sort of a center point of creativity, whereas in reality, as we've gone through this, it's not really a center point of creativity, it's more just a
Well, do you feel like that you're able to have quite a lot of creative input into the...
Yeah, but that's just the thing, is the question, in terms of the first point there, the room, it feels as though the creativity goes on and we lead and then we come here and then we kind of put out our ideas and then...
I don't think it means the room as in this room. I think it means like, you know...
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Or I just looked up and saw, okay, what are digital pens, the room.
Oh, okay.
No, of course, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think it means did you feel
yeah.
you were able to give creative input? So.
Yeah, answering the question in those terms, I'd say that actually there's sort of a tease of creativity because we're asked to work through this, but actually the guidelines are fairly contrived in terms of, okay, fashion trends say fruit and vegetable color scheme, but then we're told, okay, use the company colors. So what do? We're told, okay, think in terms of style and look and feel and technology, but build something for 12.5 pounds.
Okay.
So actually, the creativity was more of like a formality than an actual.
I feel like caged within.
Yeah,
whatever
the constraints.
It's like a balloon in a cage. It can
yeah.
only go so big and not hit the side. The
yeah.
constraints still come
yeah.
in.
Actually, let's take each point and everybody discuss it, I think.
Yeah.
yeah. So still on the topic of room for creativity, next up is Chris.
I agree with his points. It's quite a lot of fun to go through and then you sort of hit the end and go, right, got to cut everything out because we don't have enough money.
Yeah.
I think another point is that the meetings are more brainstorming sessions than
yeah.
meetings, so time is also a very strong factor in structure.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because for a brainstorming meeting, you want a structure that allows ideas to get tossed, to be evaluated and to be reviewed and to get feedback and come
yeah.
back. And
yeah.
I guess that point about the room not being very friendly to that, I think
yeah.
that's a very big thing. And I think the fact that we're wearing these things
yeah.
restricts.
Sure.
I feel it because I wear
yeah.
my glasses, right? And that, but that irritates me, right?
Yeah.
It does actually, you know, affect how whether you feel comfortable to communicate. I feel like I'm hiding behind the equipment
yeah.
rather than the equipment is helping me. And
right.
So you think
yeah.
a more relaxed atmosphere would be more kind of conducive?
Not so much
to
an atmosphere. The atmosphere is very relaxed, but,
yeah.
but
the
gear, yeah, you know, it creates boundaries to that,
mm-hmm.
and the time given also
mm-hmm.
restricts.
Okay. Very good. What about leadership? I don't know if that means like if I did a good job or something. I don't really.
Yeah.
Know.
Well, I mean, my sense on that is sort of what kind of guidance and direction and encouragement.
From like your personal coach person, stuff like that.
Yeah, from in you as well. I think just sort of acting as a team leader.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's good. I mean, my personal views on leadership is that effective leadership sort of gives people a certain room for freedom and delegation, but then to come back with something that they take great ownership and
mm-hmm.
innovative thought with. In reality, I think here the different elements of leadership, such as the original briefing and then the personal coach and then you know having you with the meeting agenda, is actually quite a confining framework to work within. And so it is leadership almost to the point of sort of disempowering the team member.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
But it's not bad leadership, it's just sort of fairly strong. Yeah. It turns the individual into more of like a sort of a predetermined mechanism as opposed to.
So
then
maybe a little too controlling? Or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Without,
I think
without
controlling
doubt.
Is not the right word. I
yeah,
think
I mean,
the interactions are very structured.
Yeah.
I think structure is probably
yeah.
what you're saying, that
yeah.
each individual is structured to one particular task
mm-hmm.
and one rather than controlling. I don't mean it's
mm-hmm.
a sense of control because
mm-hmm.
our decisions have been made in terms of a like a consensus,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
We go around and we think about it. But
mm-hmm.
that. You know, process actually
mm-hmm.
says you have to do it in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It doesn't tell you, you know, sometimes you might want to be a bit more creative in terms of
mm-hmm.
the process.
Yeah.
You know, not the
okay. What about teamwork?
Did you want to comment?
I think that was a bit hard because we can only discuss things in the meeting.
Yeah.
yeah.
If we could just go up to somebody outside the meeting and have a quick talk to them, it would have been a lot easier.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you tried to use the common share folder to communicate, but it just comes back to us so slow in the email.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a you know, a messenger would go, woo.
Did you guys get the email I sent you?
Yeah, I got that, okay.
So, in, to summarise the teamwork issue, saying that if we could communicate outside the meeting, you know, just like quick questions, quick thoughts, whatever, it probably would be...
Yeah.
I think the tools that they were given, the tool set they were given to us are fancy, but they don't support collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the
mm-hmm.
word. They don't support the
mm-hmm.
team working together.
Yeah, I mean, if
they're still very individual tools.
Yeah, I mean, sort of taking upon that idea, the way I see this is that it's the structure in which we've approached this whole task is quite contrary to the principle of teamwork, because the tasks were sort of divided, and then the work went on in isolation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you guys did while you were together. Maybe that was a bit different, but but actually, if you imagine the entirely completely same task given to us, but us said, okay, first thing we have to do is come up with a design concept, and we sit here together and do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what teamwork is, to say, okay, go off and don't talk to each other.
Yeah.
It's actually sort of predisposes you to quite the contrary of teamwork.
Okay.
Not that we haven't done, I think, the best we could have done.
Okay.
I'm not dissatisfied with it.
Right. Anything else to say on teamwork at all?
No, really.
Okay. What about the, you know, how we use the whiteboard, the digital pens, projector, stuff like that? Did anybody think anything was like really useful? Anything pretty unsupportive?
I think the whiteboard, for me, it's the kind of thing I would use all the time, but it's not quite as useful as to us as it could have been, maybe just in the way that we use it, in the sense that once we have an idea out there, or while work was going on in between meetings, that could have been up on a board, you know, as opposed to in like in text, and then we could then keep our ideas sort of building on that. I know that people who design cars and, you know, in aviation, they quite often just have a simple like fiberglass prototype, and it's completely, you know, abstract from
mm-hmm.
the final product, but they use it as a kind of a context to sort
yeah.
of walk around and puzzle
and point
and discuss
yeah.
and in a way, everybody's, as we discuss things in theoretically and out of our notebooks, we're actually just each of us discussing something that's in each of our own minds. It wasn't until we had this here, you know, like at one point I peeked across and looked at Craig's paper and I'm like, now I know what he's thinking because I saw his book. But the whiteboard could have actually been this kind of continuing.
So do you think producing a prototype earlier in the process would have been a good idea?
I think it could be.
I think the focus of it a lot was the PowerPoint as opposed to the
yeah.
whiteboard. And I think that it's also hinders and things. I think
mm-hmm.
it would be cooler to have the whiteboard rather
mm-hmm.
than the PowerPoint.
Yeah.
Maybe the whiteboard and the PowerPoint in the same place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the same
room. Yeah, because the PowerPoint was provided to us while we had time to prepare. Whereas I can imagine if I had been encouraged to use Paintbrush, for example,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, I would have actually used it. Just because that's sort of what we were set up to use when we had our time.
Okay.
I think that there were too many PowerPoints in the meetings.
Yes.
The plugin and the plugin spent a lot of time doing that. And a lot
of
information on the PowerPoints, I don't think, you know, we needed to we could have gone through them very verbally, especially my slides, I felt that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm supposed to have to present them.
What about the digital pens? Did you find them easy enough to use?
Sure.
Yep. Clunky. Agreed.
Clunky. Okay.
Having to take it before you go off was a bit hindering as well, because you're halfway through a thought and then you run out of paper and then you have to jump.
And I think at the very start of today, I like wrote a whole load of stuff, didn't click note on one, then went back and wrote one tiny thing on the another page, but then did click note.
Mm.
And so I'm quite worried that I've just written over the top of it or something, but they'll have my paper anyway.
I think the pen is very intuitive. Everybody knows how to use it. We don't have to worry.
So
I think the pen's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the best thing.
On the topic of the technology, it just occurred to me that we actually didn't need to move our computers because each computer has all of the files.
Yeah.
It just occurred to me that
we only needed one computer.
We only actually needed one computer.
Yeah.
If there had been a fifth, it could have just been sitting there ready to go.
And the computer may not be conducive to a meeting, because you tend to look at your computer and want to have the urge to check something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's useful, but...
Do you think the computers just provide distraction in the meeting?
I think too many computers are just distracting.
Okay. I like to have things written down in front of me, actually. Like, a lot of the stuff that was emailed to me, I ended up, you know, like, writing down there or something, so I could look at it really quickly and not have the distraction of all of that. And don't know about anybody else. What else? I'm not really sure what they're looking for when saying new ideas found. I don't know. Could you think of like anything else that would have been helpful today at all?
Well, the main one for me is that the process, in a natural context, would not have been interrupted by this necessity to discommunicate ourselves from each other. So
yeah, if we just
that's kind of a new idea for me, is like just sort of that idea, well, you know, it's kind of hard to keep working forward on a team-based project when you're told you must now work away from each other.
Yeah. I don't know, I think it's quite good that we had time limits on the meetings, because they really could have run on, and like my experience with meetings is that they really do.
Yeah.
And you can spend a lot of time talking about
it.
The only thing is though, like when we had our meeting about the conceptual design, I thought there maybe another 15 minutes would have been useful there, but yeah. I don't know, I think maybe if we like all been working in one room and they just said, you know, like every hour or something, everybody make sure you know, just have a short meeting, and then just to have like something written down, just like, you know, a milestone if you like, rather than having meetings. But anyway, so in closing, I haven't got my 5 minutes to go. Oh, there it is, 5 minutes to go. Wonderful. Okay, are the costs within the budget? Yes, they are. And is the project evaluated? Yes, it is.
So
nice
summary.
Cool.
So
we have Ninja Homer.
So now we.
Well, apparently now I've actually found a report. What are you guys doing now?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Wow.
That is lovely.
I said Ninja Homer.
What did you call it?
Ninja Homer. See, it looks like Homer Simpson.
Is that just a logo, or is it doing a thing?
Yeah, it's just a logo.
Just a logo, and then like
Ninja
Homer.
Homer. The red is supposed to represent the whatever else you want to print on the side.
Fashion, technology, or something.
You can wear Homer. You can throw Homer when you're frustrated.
Duh.
That's cool. I'm kind of.
It's
I'm slightly gutted that we couldn't get plastic and rubber. I think that would be nice.
Yeah.
Oh well. Maybe for now, Unreal Reaction should give us more money.
Oh, I did learn something new. Play-Doh is useful.
No,
it is useful in conceptualizing, in being creative.
Really?
It's like you say, it's something you can put your hands on and feel and touch.
Yeah.
And get a sense for. Like, we were playing with the Play-Doh, and the ideas came with the Play-Doh.
Did they?
Rather than with everything else. You might want to write that down.
Yeah.
It's just,
okay.
I'm just filling with the Play-Doh. Yeah.
No, it's true.
So I forgot how to give Play-Doh smells.
Yeah, it smells funny, doesn't it?
Play-Doh's actually edible, aren't they?
No,
yeah,
all
like stuff
is
I think it has to be.
It's just wheat. It's the stuff that your mom could make with preservatives. You know?
What are your summarizing words about Play-Doh?
It's helpful to the creative process.
Okay.
It engages all your senses, not just your sight, but your sense of feel, your sense of touch, and it helps you to understand dimension as well. I think that's very helpful because it starts to pop up, whereas on a piece of paper, on a computer, on a board.
Yeah.
Even with a 3D graphic thing, it still requires a lot of tangible, that's the next word. Becomes tangible.
Do we retreat to continue our
I think we could probably do it here.
Recording?
Well, it did. I'm sure that little thing will pop up in a minute now.
Can we turn off the microphones?
Yeah, the meeting's over, then yeah, I guess so.
And my microphone has no signal.
Oh.
Which would explain why. Yeah, might be because the power's low. And Sennheiser's tends to die off. I'm not sure you'll know from that.
I think the town has to run out of course to get any more extractions.
Yeah, it'll not tell us that the whole time. Is it dark? Well, I don't know. I know
you
that I have to. I've got
like
10 minutes to
stuff.
Write this report thingy, or they see to say.
We probably have to do that email thing again and respond.
Oh crap. Isn't it this like final report thing? I saved it, like what I'd done, and then when I came back to it, it said it was read only, and it said something about merging solutions differently. I don't know what that's about though. At what point did we decide that we didn't want voice recognition? I don't think I ever actually documented that.
Is someone's mic still on?
Must be an additional microphone in here.
Okay, finished meeting now. Okay. So we're probably going to get instructions in a little bit.
Must be additional microphones.
This is a Boot Brother channel.
I don't know why I'm supposed to. I mean, like, we have this prototype here, and I can't draw it in Word or anything, but it says to.
Paintbrush.
It says, you know, must specify final design, final report. It's because I had this to refer to, so let's describe it.
See prototype, see Ninja Homer.
So intrigued by the knowledge that there is still.
There must be another bike somewhere.
Yeah, there's another camera watching me.
Can you imagine how long it takes to interpret all this data?
I know.
Oh my gosh. Can't even imagine where you begin.
Interpreting
so
is not going to take very long.
Well.
These mics going to have to sit there and convert it into the right format to fit it into an audio interpreter. And that just.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you sit there and wait for it to get done.
Sure, after a while,
no,
we're not
like
doing the same thing.
No, you have to sit there, wait for it to get done, and then you have to go through it. You have to randomly check that all the video got captured, all the audio got captured, and is synced. So you have to sit there.
But for someone to be able to analyze data.